Now, there's a story of a man who met a boy carrying a small crippled boy on his back. And the man said to the boy, "That's a heavy load you're carrying there." And the boy responded, "He ain't heavy. He's my brother." You know, I have the pleasure of doing baptisms once a month. And it's always interesting watching the parents taking care of their baby. And it brings back memories of when I was taking care of my own kids when they were that age. You know, changing diapers and getting up in the middle of the night to feed them, getting dressed and putting them in the car seats, or then making sure that you have everything you might need when you travel, and that's in the diaper bag when you leave the house. So there's a lot to do in taking care of a baby and young children. But doing those things really don't seem like a burden since they're done out of love. There are a lot of things that we willingly do and sacrifice for our families because we love them. And we do it because we want to, not because we have to. And it's love that lightens the labor. The Ten Commandments were given by God to the Israelites out of love as a roadmap for their happiness. It was meant to be liberating, not a burden. However, over time, many additional rules were added. For example, to clarify what was permissible on the Sabbath and what wasn't. There were rules on what was needed to be considered clean in order to worship in the temple. However, they kind of forgot what the spirit of the law was versus the letter of the law, because many people in Jesus' time felt overburdened by all the laws and regulations. And to reduce that burden, Jesus told them to come to him and to learn from him. But what is it that we learn from Christ? To put our trust in him and to love as he loves. You know, Christ took the Ten Commandments and the other 600 rules or things that were clarifying what they could do that the Pharisees had and reduced it to two, which is the spirit of the law, which is love God and love your neighbor. It's love that takes the burden out of following God's commandments. You will do it because you want to, not because you have to. And Christ's yoke is easy and burden light when shared with him and done off love for him and each other. You know, today we celebrate the feast of St. Ambrose. He lived from 340 to 397. He was a bishop of Milan and is a doctor of the church. He was known as a great preacher and defender of the faith against the Arian heresy. He is also known as being instrumental in St. Augustine's conversion. You know, many of us have children, grandchildren, relatives, and friends that have drifted away from the faith, and we're at a loss on how to bring them back. But St. Ambrose offered some advice to St. Monica in her struggle to convert St. Augustine. It involved placing this burden with God. St. Monica had met St. Ambrose in Milan and had shared with him her struggles persuading Augustine to become Catholic. She tried convincing Augustine with words, and whenever she tried to talk to him about religion and becoming Catholic, he would brush her away. St. Ambrose's advice to her was, speak less to Augustine about God and more to God about Augustine. In other words, put your trust in God. Continue to pray for them, but don't try to do the heavy lifting yourself. Let God do the heavy lifting. So to make our yoke easy and burdens light, let us ask God for the graces we need to put our trust and burdens with him and to have the courage to love as he loves.